Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now. Well, right now means right now, right now, right now. Let's do it. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. But before we get started, I do want to give a shout-out, a happy birthday shout-out to a wonderful, beautiful woman, Ms. D.D. Williamson. D.D. Williamson, First Lady D.D., God bless you, beautiful woman. I met this lady years ago, and I see that from my social media that her birthday is today. Who else can we wish a happy, happy birthday to today? All right, happy birthday, Kimberly Lynn Johnson. Okay, okay, okay. So, hopefully their birthdays are today. But, you know, sometimes people's birthdays are coming up. They haven't quite happened yet. But I am excited, 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 excited this morning about the show. And one of the reasons, not only am I excited, but yet because I get to talk again about one of my favorite, favorite, favorite topics. And that is a topic entitled, How to awaken your inner champion. Yes, you know, far too many people have been operating off of their inner critic, as I was. That's what happened to me. So for most of my life, from as early as I can remember, probably somewhere around age 3 to 4, that I can actually remember things that I said to myself surely in my 40s, I began to learn, in my mid-30s, somewhere around 33, 34, I learned this method. And so a lot of the things that I want to teach are things that I've learned, you know, a long time ago, but that just means that I've had years to practice them and see real results. I've had years to practice them and get real results, and I've had years to collect data. So I've been collecting data on the impact that these same principles and ideologies and the mindset has helped and impacted the lives of other people. So I can almost guarantee you that these things, if you practice them, if you make them a habit, they will absolutely work for you too. So, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I know the show is going to be packed out today. Our audience, our virtual studio audience, has to be filled to the overflow because this topic today is probably one of the most critical shows that I've ever done. Again, mark the calendar. And then there's another reason why this show is so critical today, and that I also want to talk to you about today. So stay tuned throughout the entire show so that you don't miss a thing. So again, good morning, and welcome. Happy Monday. If you're on your way to work, if you're on your way to a meeting, a conference, if you're on your way to the hospital, wherever you're on your way to today, it's still today, and you're here. So whatever happened yesterday, it didn't take you out of here. Whatever you've been going through, you're still here. You keep showing up, and you know what I say, if you got to show up, you might as well show up and bring it. If you have to show up, you might as well show up and you might as well bring it. So since you've shown up this morning, all right, you've showed up today, this is Monday, then I want you to bring it. That's right. You can say bring it. You got to like put emphasis on that. Bring it. You got to bring it, baby. And you know, every talk show host and speaker, they all have their little word or phrase, and I want that to be my phrase. Bring it. You got to bring it, baby. Can you bring it? Because I'm just kind of getting sick and tired of these people. Yeah, I got to put it out there, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of people that won't bring it, okay? They can do everything else. They can sit around. They can gossip. They can talk about people. They can look down on people. They can sit around and feel sorry for themselves. But the fact of the matter is, you got to get up and you got to bring it, baby. What have you got to bring? As a matter of fact, I'm gonna make that a hashtag on Facebook. Let me hashtag that. And if you're on Facebook and you're listening to the show, and if you got a Facebook, you know, you got to say, I'm going to say, good morning. Good morning, but though, you know, my favorite thing is great morning, because, you know what, we're better than good. We're great already. Great morning to you. Now, get up and bring it. So I'm going to hashtag bring it. Yeah, bring it. And I'm, of course, you know, with a hashtag, it's the pound sign and it's letters, but you know you can't have any spaces. And then that becomes a little phrase. That becomes that becomes almost like a page on the internet. So Twitter also has one. So I'm going to go to Twitter and do the same thing on Twitter, even though I think my Twitter is connected to... I believe my Twitter is also connected to my Facebook. So, in other words, if I post in one place, that means I can post in another place. So, I'm going to sign into Twitter. And so, just hang in there for a second. If you've got Twitter, you can sign in there, too. I did try to sign into Twitter, but that didn't take. So, let's see. Maybe my Twitter address is slightly different. Okay, so Twitter must be a little bit different some kind of way. That is not my Twitter. It's not my Twitter account. Oh, maybe Twitter. Maybe, let's see, did I do Twitter? What did I do for my Twitter? I don't know. Well, that's not my Twitter login. Well, we'll find Twitter another way. But yeah, you got to bring it. Baby, bring it. So good morning. So I'm excited about that. And if you're going to bring it, let me tell you, if there's a champion in you, that's right, let me know you're listening to the show. Go to Facebook, and if you just hashtag, you know, something that you heard on the show already, whether it was a happy birthday, a good morning, but talking about that inner champion, that inner person that's in you that is awesome, you know, you deserve to be the best you can be. And I'm going to talk about another brand new program that I'm rolling out March 1st, but I'm going to be talking about it here on the radio show, the LaLisa Show. So if you know somebody that you want to pass this information along to, please feel free, and I'm going to tell you all about the challenge that I'm now challenging people to do. And so this show today is a part of that challenge. So those of you who have taken the challenge, who have signed up for the challenge, I welcome you to the challenge. And I'm going to talk about the challenge in just a few minutes and tell you about the very, very special offer that those who take the challenge that they will get. So again, if you go to the event page on Facebook, you will see that there are several events there. You'll see this event, which is the radio show. Now you got to keep up with all this now. We got to keep up. Don't move too slow, because you know we be moving. Oh, this is Coach Louisa here. We be moving. And so I had said on Facebook that I said on the event page, I said, what are you doing to make your life better? And did you know that you can make a great impact on your own success? Well, it's time to take the challenge and be better than ever. Join me on my new Be Better Challenge for women who want more out of life. It's free to join up. Tune in to the show every weekday morning for details on how you can join. And if you know you are ready and would like to be the first, then don't wait. Just inbox me. I can't wait until the show today, which I said this yesterday, which I said tomorrow. Then I said the first 25 women to join the Be Better Challenge. The first 25 women to join the Be Better Challenge will also get a free copy of blank, blank, blank. So you got to fill in the blank. It's three blanks. So call in if you know what the blanks, I said, see if you can guess what that is. You call in 347-945-7991, or you can go to the event page on Facebook, find the event page for this show. So the first 25 women who join will also, so in order for you to get the free blank, 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 you have to join. You have to call in and say that you are going to join with the Coach Lalisa's challenge. The Coach Lalisa has a challenge. I got my coaching program. I got my books. I got my workshops. I got my year-long journey. Now I have my 30-day challenge, something I've been wanting to put together for the past 10 years or so. And it's finally come to fruition. That's how it happens, you know. Sometimes it takes a little while for these things to come about. So I'm excited about it. I'm going to be traveling all over the world talking about it. I can't wait. But I can't start yet, though. So it's launching March 1st. So you can join now. You can get the paperwork. You can join now. But there won't be any activity for you to start. So we're going to start March 1st. First, we need a full 30 days to take the challenge. We'll see who will be that first group of people who will join this challenge. And we'll see how many we get in the first group. I don't know how many we'll get, but I know I'm excited about this. This is the most excited I've been in a long time about anything other than when I wrote my first book, which is God's Plan for My Success. That was my ultimate excitement there. Of course, some other things. But going back to this hidden champion inside of you, this champion that is asleep. It is there. There is a champion inside of you. And through this challenge, that's some of the things that we're going to talk about, is how to awaken that inner champion. And in the program, Be a Better You challenge, in that program, Be Better Challenge, I'm going to be talking about the inner champion. As a matter of fact, there are shows all this week. I put that also on the event page. I put the lineup of the shows for the rest of the week, and I'll just run them down to you. So today we're talking about awake your inner champion. Tomorrow I'll talk about how to re-energize your life On Wednesday, we're going to talk about create your financial success. And on that day, we'll give out a couple of free copies of my book, Create Your Financial Success. Also, we're going to talk about how to transform your life, how to be better. And then we're going to, and then on Friday, I'm going to talk about the secret. I have my own secret. So I'm excited. So that's the Lalisa Show. Make sure you share that with somebody. I don't know about you, but I'm living my dream. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? How am I going to tell other people to live their dream, to do what you love, to take a challenge, to be a better you champion, or how to be a better you, how to awaken the champion in you? And shows that I've talked about over the past week, I'm like, how, you know, first of all, it's going to be nearly impossible for me to talk about these things and not walk them out. You know, I've talked about how to ignite your inner passion, how to follow your dream, how to grab success, how to become a confident communicator, how to persevere in adversity. And one of my favorite topics was last Friday when I talked about get up and get going. If I don't want to get started on that, we'll be here all morning. I talked about the power of focus, how to undo a setback, how to get paid for what you love doing. And these are all the topics that I've talked about, but what is going to happen very, very shortly that these topics and these types of topics will be for the people who are taking the challenge. So if you want to continue to listen to these broadcasts, if you want to continue to be a part of the show, you will have to take the challenge, because that's what this show is about, you know. That's what the Lalisa Show is about. It's about helping people to be better. And so, you know, the Lord just dropped it all in my spirit and just said, you know what, just launch the Be Better Challenge, because you're already doing it. You're already, that's what your show is. Because I kept trying to figure out, okay, what do I do on the show? What is this show about? You know, I have these topics, and I just ran down a list of the topics that we've done for the past month, and it's like, and you know, we're here every day, weekday morning, Monday through Friday. It's like, what are you doing? What is this show about? And somebody even asked me that, a woman challenged, she challenged me, hey, how are you going to challenge the challenger? But I was just teasing, but a woman challenged me on Facebook and said, what is this show about? And that's when, you know, the Holy Spirit at the same time went to work to give me an answer. And he, not only did he give me an answer, he gave me a whole program to launch to the world, to launch out to the world. And that is the Be Better Challenge. And I love talking about being better, because that's what I believe. It's what I believe. It's what I truly, truly, honestly believe in my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. The very last chapter is about being better and better and better and doing it over and over and over. And so the title of the last chapter in Release Your Power is Continuous Improvement. Continuous Improvement. So it's a short book. The book is only about 119 pages. So there's a lot of topics. There's like 8 chapters. So that's, you know, it's a lot of information to talk about in a relatively short time, which was why we developed it into a longer program, a coaching program, so that we could go deeper in each of those topics. For instance, chapter 1, choosing to change. I mean, that topic certainly deserves more than just 20 or 30 pages. You know, you could do volumes on that topic alone, right? So this is just, you know, where we're moving. But again, you know, my job is to help you be better. So I have this challenge that I want to tell you all about. So make sure you continue to listen throughout the week as I talk about it leading up to March 1st. I'll give you the final full details of the program on March 1st. However, you may already know that you want to be a part of this challenge. Just the title alone, Be Better, that has sparked something in you, that has stirred up something within your spirit that you like, that resonates with you, and that you want to be a part of this. It's only a 30-day. In 30 days, you're going to walk through a series of things. It's just like going to the Olympics. You know, they go over there for a few weeks or whatever. They participate in some kind of a challenge. And then at the end of that, you know, they feel so much better. Well, we have the whole program already pretty much set in place. We also have, we got a website. We have a group page on Facebook. We got many pieces that we're going to roll out. All right, so let me give you the skinny. I wanted to get that out there today because that was what I wanted to be a part of the show. Again, I want you to call in 347-945-7991. And if you can fill in the blank, and what I've said, and see if you can get your prize, your free prize. So fill in the blank. So, again, the question is, what are you doing to make your life better? And did you know that you can make a great impact on your own success? Again, it is time to be better than ever, and I absolutely just love saying that. You can, you will, you must be better than you've ever been before. It is your job, and as I heard someone say, and somebody quoted Michael Jordan as saying, he believed it was his birthright, you know, to be a champion. And I guess it's your birthright to be better. Yeah, people say, well, I came in this world with this and that. This is because you came here like that. You don't have to stay like that. So it doesn't matter if you showed up here. It doesn't matter how you show up. That's why the Word of God tells us, you know, or we say in the church a lot of times, come as you are. Well, you're going to come as you are, but you're not going to stay as you are because we're always looking to be better. Even Paul told us that he said we press toward a mark of a high calling. So we're always going higher and higher. And I think that's been the problem with a lot of people. They've gotten stagnated. They've gotten stuck. A lot of people, they get on the job and they get a particular job and they're all excited about that job when they first do it. And then they get stuck. So to get the job, they have their inner champion is working hard and diligent. But then once they get on the job, a lot of people, they then begin to transition into this lifestyle of listening to the inner critic. You know, the inner critic, that voice that is always there telling you what you can't do, what you shouldn't do, how dumb you are, how ugly you are, how fat you are, how stupid you are. That's the inner critic. That's that voice that's criticizing your every move, your every thought, your every idea, your every dream, your every vision. That's that inner critic. Well, that's a voice, and that voice is real. But there's also another voice that you want to raise up. There's a voice within you that you want to awaken, and that's your inner champion. And that voice will eventually become so loud and overwhelming, it will drown out the inner critic. Now, it's not to say, hey, listen, I can't promise you that your inner critic is just going to die and go away, because everybody does it in their own time and how they do it. However, you can certainly raise up the inner champion in you. Oh, yes. And that voice can become so loud and domineering that that inner critic will be scared to speak. That inner critic, no, don't mess with so and so and so. You gotta let that inner critic know. Listen, don't come for me today, because I'm bringing it. That's right, bring it, baby, bring it, bring it. That's right. You got to let that inner critic know that the champion is back. The champion is alive. The champion has been resurrected, or the champion has been born. Because maybe you've never had that champion inside of you speak before, so you don't even know what it sounds like. You don't even know if it's your champion or not, because you're not used to it. Well, let me tell you, and you take this challenge with me, trust me, you're going to become very familiar. I'm going to teach you and show you how to become very familiar to the champion's voice, so that you can operate in the instruction and direction of your champion and not your critic. You're going to shut down that critic, and you're going to open up and make alive and create and bring forth this voice of a champion. So that's all I have to share with you today. It's already 6 minutes till the half hour, and, you know, the show is over in just a few minutes. And so if you want to dial in, if you haven't dialed in already and you hit your number one key, if you have a comment or a question about either the new challenge that's coming forth that will be a lot, that will be, that's going live on March 1st. That's right, it's going live March 1st. Let me tell you exactly what date of March 1st is for the Be Better Challenge. I'm so excited. I just can't wait to go out and tell the world, I'm talking about the whole world, about how they can be better. So whether you're from the prison to the palace, we're going to talk about being better. And I want to contact, yeah, we're going to contact President Obama with this one. But March 1st is on a Sunday. So we're launching on a Sunday, March 1st. So we're going to have a initiation day, so March 1st. I will be involved in some other program, but I'll have some type of webinar on March 1st that evening, probably somewhere around just a little half-hour webinar to welcome people to the challenge, whoever signs up on that day, March 1st, and then we have additional giveaways for people who actually sign up to be the first group to take the challenge. But throughout the week, I'll be talking about more of what the challenge is made up of. What is the challenge? What do you get if you take the challenge? What do you have to do? What are some components of the challenge? You know, why should you take this challenge? Why should this challenge matter to you? Why it's important for you, your family, the village, the community, and ultimately the greater and wider society? Why this is critical and why it's critical now? Why is it critical now for us to be better? Okay? To be all that God would have us to do. That's what we're going to talk about. And this awakening, this awaken, you know, awaken that hidden champion inside of you. Oh my God, I'm so excited about that. You are going to, and so here's the thing, here's what you have to know. There is a champion inside of you, and you can put that champion into action. You can activate that champion inside of you. It's that voice, okay? It's the words that you say, and here's how it gets started. Here's how it gets started. So simple. When I tell you what it is, it's going to blow your mind. It is so simple to get it started. All you have to do, and I mean this is at the absolute bare minimum, all you have to do is think it. If you think a success, you will be a success. If you think you're a failure, you will be a failure. You must get control of your thoughts or your mind, or sometimes we say your mindset. If you don't get a handle on how you think and what you think, you're going to have a harder time controlling that inner critic or shutting it down, because the inner critic has been there for a long time. That's why it's so hard to get rid of. It's been there for so long. It's set up house, basically. It's made itself permanent, and it's been there a long time, and it shows all the time. It just shows up at the weirdest times, you see, and you have to be able to knock it out. You have to be that champion. You got to stand up for yourself. You can't let the inner critic control you. You can't let the inner critic cause you to be fearful and doubtful about not only yourself. What I love about what I do, I get to do it for others, which always makes me say, well, if I can help others, then I can help myself. Because the Bible says, encourage each other better than yourself. So I love the fact that that's what I get a chance to do, is to encourage other people to awaken their champion. But as I'm researching how you can awaken your champion, that I got to constantly awaken my champion. That's how I got started on this whole motivational thing. I'm like, I'm motivating, I'm trying to tell other people, get a job that you love. Why work somewhere day after day, year after year, decade after decade in a job that you hate? Go find something you love doing and do it. Find something you love doing and get paid for it. So if I can't do it, how am I going to tell you to do it? Or why should I tell you to do it and not do it myself? Right? Yeah, so I'm excited. I hope you're excited. I hope you're ready to go today and bring it. Make sure you bring it. And remember, if it is to be, it is up to me. You have to say that to yourself. I learned that in the military. When I was 23 years old, I went into the military in 1980. So you know how long ago that was, right? 35 years ago. And I went into the military, or 35, or maybe that's 45 years ago, probably. Well, maybe not quite 45, but at least 40, right? This is 1980, right? And this is 2015. So, yeah, it's 35 years ago. I went into the military, and that's what they taught me. The guy had us write it down. He wrote it on the bulletin board. He wrote, if it is to be, it is up to me. And what he showed us how is that all the words in that sentence have only two letters. If it is to be, it is up to me. That's what he taught us when I was in the military. It's one little sentence. It has two letters in every word. And two letters isn't like a lot, right? You know, one, two, these little tiny words. But when you put them together, look how powerful they are. And this is what they taught us in boot camp in Orlando, Florida, in January 1980. And so I go off to boot camp for them to teach me that. And they wanted us to know that as military people. They wanted us to know that. They wanted us to be able to operate in that mindset. So remember when I said the mind is powerful? That's why I say if we get control of our thoughts, we can control that inner critic. Right? And that, and just to show you that, those words, those little tiny words, and that phrase, if it is to be, it is up to me. I was taught that, my gosh, I was 23, it was 1980, and I still remember it. And I use it every single day. I use it every, I don't state it every day, but I use it every day. It's one of my voices. It's my inner, it's part of my inner champion voice and instructions. When things become too hard for me, when I'm ready to give up, when I'm ready to shut down, when I'm ready to feel as though I can't do something, that's when that inner champion stands up and says, if it is to be, it is up to me. And that gives me the strength and the power and the energy to move forward. So I'm going to be sharing those kinds of things with you throughout the challenge, which I'm excited about. So now it's time to go. As you already know, we're already 3 minutes over. I hope that you brought it today, okay? And wherever you go, make sure you bring it. And so hopefully I brought it today, and hopefully I brought you something that you can use. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow, same time, same place. Don't forget to get ready for the challenge. Get up and get going. Well, that's what we did on Friday. I'll still never forget that topic. But tomorrow we're going to talk about re-energizing your life, how to re-energize your life. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for all of you who tuned in today. God bless you. Have a great day, and I'll see you somewhere on Facebook. Please send me a message. Go to our show page. Make a comment. Let me know what you thought of the show today, or if you have any comments or suggestions. I'd be glad to hear them. Take care, and God bless. This has been Coach Lilisa.